Greetings, pilgrims. Opening the gift of gratitude this month. This is Pastor Bob here on your Sabbath day on this 15th of November to bring you the word about gratitude and a little poetry to cap it off. Looking forward to today's episode as we begin a series with Billy Graham, How to Be Thankful in All Things. And this will take us through the week, a reading a day from the great one, the insightful one, the enlightened one, the awakened one, the man full of the spirit, Billy Graham. And I am so ready that we have the monks chanting in the background. That's right, this is the chant of the mystics, the hymn to purity. What a beautiful tone that is. And we have the cinnamon cider candle, flickering lightly, gleaming and glowing, actually, the sides of that candle. It's beautiful. And there's the Vita Cup, green tea with matcha. Green tea with matcha. You want to hear that again? Amen. Amen. Well, let us proceed. As I said, this is a series that we're going to go through this week with Billy Graham on how to be thankful in all things. And it's broken up into short readings. And I will offer those to you. We'll do the first one today. And then we'll hear a new poet today, and one you've heard of, and a poem you've heard of for sure and might know. So, there you go. Let's put the ears on our hearts and ask God to fill it with His truth, His word. Give us the sign. Show us the way. Billy Graham writes this. Are you thankful no matter what? Perhaps you have lost your job recently as the economy has continued to struggle. Or you may have lost your health or a loved one. Such circumstances can be tremendously difficult. But even so, we all have much to be thankful for. Look with me at the story of a man who had every right to be bitter, but wasn't. The next footsteps in the corridor he knew might be those of the guards taking him away to his execution. His only bed was the hard, cold stone floor of the dank, cramped prison cell. Not an hour passed when he was free from the constant irritation of the chains and the pain of the iron manacles cutting into his wrists and legs. Separated from friends, unjustly accused, brutally treated, if ever a person had a right to complain, it was this man. Languishing, almost forgotten, in a harsh Roman prison. But instead of complaints, his lips rang with the words of praise and thanksgiving. The man was the Apostle Paul, a man who had learned the meaning of true thanksgiving, even in the midst of great adversity. Earlier, when he had been imprisoned in Rome, Paul wrote, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." That from Ephesians 5, 19 and 20. Think of it. Always giving thanks for everything. No matter the circumstances. Thanksgiving for the Apostle Paul was not a once-a-year celebration, but a daily reality that changed his life and made him a joyful person in every situation. Again, Thanksgiving for the Apostle Paul was not a once-a-year celebration, but a daily reality that changed his life and made him a joyful person in every situation. Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks to God for all his blessings, should be one of the most distinctive marks of the believer in Jesus Christ. We must not allow a spirit of ingratitude to harden our heart and chill our relationship with God and with others. Nothing turns us into bitter, selfish, dissatisfied people more quickly than an ungrateful heart. And nothing will do more to restore contentment and the joy of our salvation than a true spirit of thankfulness. In the ancient world, leprosy was a terrible disease. It hopelessly disfigured those who had it, and it permanently cut them off from normal society. Without exception, every leper yearned for one thing: to be healed. One day, 10 lepers approached Jesus outside a village, loudly pleading with him to heal them. In an instant, he restored them all to perfect health. But only one came back and thanked him. All the rest left without a word of thanks, their minds preoccupied only with themselves, gripped with a spirit of ingratitude. Today, too, ingratitude and thanklessness are far too common. Children forget to thank their parents for all that they do. Common courtesy is scorned. We take for granted the ways that others help us. Above all, we fail to thank God for his blessings. Ingratitude is a sin, just as surely as is lying or stealing or immorality or any other sin condemned by the Bible. One of the Bible's indictments against rebellious humanity is that, quote, although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. That's Romans 1:21. An ungrateful heart is a heart that is cold toward God and indifferent to his mercy and love. It is a heart that has forgotten how dependent we are on God for everything. From one end of the Bible to the other, we are commanded to be thankful. In fact, thankfulness is the natural outflowing of a heart that is attuned to God. The psalmist declared, "Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving." Psalm 147, verse 7. Paul wrote, "Be thankful." Colossians 3, verse 15. A spirit of thanksgiving is always the mark of a joyous Christian. Why should we be thankful? Because God has blessed us, and we should be thankful for each blessing. Amen. We'll continue hearing from Billy Graham on thankfulness, gratitude, and blessings tomorrow. But to end today, I'm turning to an American icon, Robert Frost, and his epic poem called The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler, long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves, no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves, no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first one for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere, ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. What a beautiful message for our Sabbath day. A little Billy Graham preaching from the Bible about Paul and the 10 lepers, and Robert Frost teaching us to take the road less traveled. And that, my friends, will make all the difference. I hope you think about those things today. Maybe replay the recording once or twice and allow God to bless you each and every moment and allow yourself to be thankful for it. In Jesus' name, amen.